From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Haitians are leaving Port-au-Prince in large numbers, more than a week after an earthquake left the capital in ruin. Aid workers estimate as many as 200,000 people may have already fled. For those staying behind, tents intended to hold nearly 500,000 people are being erected on the outskirts of the Haitian capital. Tons of international aid continue to arrive in Haiti, but as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, residents in Port-au-Prince are still seeing just a trickle.
They're being given a single bottle of water and a plastic bag, plastic shopping bag, like the small one you might get at the supermarket. And it's got a can of tuna fish or some Spam in it. It's got some crackers. It's got just about, enough for people to survive for one day in it.
NPR's Jason Beaubien. A presidentially created task force is done reviewing the cases of nearly 200 Guantanamo Bay detainees. It's recommending that 47 terror suspects be held indefinitely. Today was a deadline the Obama administration set to permanently shut down the U.S. facility in Cuba, but it may take another year for the White House to meet its goal. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Obama administration officials thought the promise to close Guantanamo would be uncontroversial. Republican presidential nominee John McCain and President Bush both wanted to close the prison, but members of Congress pushed back, saying they didn't want terrorists in the United States. Administration officials were surprised to discover that detainees' records were scattered across various government agencies, and it took months just to get the files in order. It also took a long time for the administration to find a site in the United States to house detainees. The White House eventually settled on a prison in Illinois. Right now, about half the men at Guantanamo are from Yemen, and the Obama administration has decided it is no longer safe to transfer Guantanamo detainees home to Yemen. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said yesterday the president still intends to keep his promise. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
China's responding to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's speech on China and the Internet. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
China's foreign ministry spokesman is urging the U.S. to cease using so-called internet freedom to make unreasonable accusations against China. In a statement, Ma Zhaoshu asserted that China's internet is free and its development is the fastest in the world. This was in response to Hillary Clinton's speech putting internet freedom on the foreign policy agenda. A state-run Chinese newspaper criticized the campaign as a disguised attempt for the U.S. to impose its values on other cultures in the name of democracy. The Global Times is accusing the U.S. of what it calls information imperialism. This follows Google's threats to leave China unless it's allowed to stop censoring its search engine there after being the victim of a hacking attack. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News. President Obama is bringing his ideas for green jobs to Ohio, a state with a 10.6% unemployment rate. In a town hall meeting at a community college this afternoon, the president is expected to talk about the need to bolster clean energy technologies. He'll also highlight plans for infrastructure projects intended to spur more jobs. Parts of California are saturated by rain, raising concerns that today's rainfall may cause more flooding. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says much of Southern California is under a state of emergency declaration.
That declaration covers Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties, along with San Francisco and extreme Northern California. Above foothill cities in Los Angeles County, debris basins are packed with mud, tree trunks, and boulders, but they've held so far. The rain that's fallen this week slides down hillsides left bare by last year's massive station fire, and there's little to stop it. Residents of more than 1,200 homes were told to evacuate this week. Some have remained behind to shovel mud away from their doors. The storms have had an adverse effect on California brown pelicans as well. The runoff into the ocean is so dirty, the birds are falling prey to oil, grease, and other contaminants, and hungry seals. At least 24 birds are being treated at a rescue facility. The rain should finally taper off tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
A global telethon for Haiti relief is scheduled to get underway this hour online. Then tonight, many of the biggest names in music, cinema, and political activism will make appeals for donations to Hope for Haiti Now. The event, organized by actor George Clooney, will be broadcast on all major networks starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is NPR News.